When you're given Siddha Pinali and you're given your eternal age, are you given the memories of childhood up to that age also? You're automatically 12 and you don't have any past.
I wish that was true. The question is asked, you're given centralized Manjari. Most Manjaris are between 12 and 14, 12 and 13, 11 and 14, like that. So when you have the Siddhasrupa Manjari, does that mean you don't have any past recollection or any past memories of when you were 5 years old, 4 years old? As far as I can understand putting everything together, our Nitya age is the age of our Siddha Pranali, it's our eternal age. But the way we get that eternal body, which is already existing right now in the spiritual world, is we take birth. This is Narottama, this is Vishnu Chakravarti's conception in Raghavara Manchandra, not the six Goswamis, but Vishnu. They will take birth in Bhava Vrindavan from a womb of Gopi and grow up, which means we'll have babyhood pastime, Balya-lila, Pogana-lila, and, you know, what is it? Kaishora-lila. All of these up to 12 years old are eternal age. So we'll have memory of all those things. Then we attain 12, we don't get any older. That's our eternal age. Then that body in Bhava Vrindavan, when Krishna leaves, and that self-same body, we go to the spiritual world. Just like Dhruva Maharaj went in his self-same body to the spiritual world, and the Panchpandava in their self-same body to enter the spiritual world. The Manjari will take birth, be a little baby Manjari growing around. Well, and all that stuff. They become 12, and all his memories. Then Krishna will leave the planet and go, Manjari will go. That's right, that's putting everything together.
Radharate Gurudev, can we experience the mercy of Vrindavan Dham if we try to live there mentally?
Can we experience the mercy of Vrindavan Dham by trying to live there mentally? Living in Vrindavan mentally means to live in the books of the six Goswamis. Wherever you are, whether you're in Vrindavan or out of Vrindavan, you have to live in the teachings of the six Goswamis. If you're living in the books of the six Goswamis, wherever you're living, you're reading their books and meditating on their teachings, remembering their teachings, then you'll get the full mercy of Vrindavan. That's the answer.